and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. So I'm reading a book right now about how to pare down your life and find better balance. And balance seems to be this elusive thing that we talk about in life because there are so many different things that demand our attention. We've got work and family, friends, health, church responsibilities, school, making life changes, and working towards our goals. And the list just goes on and on and on. And in order to do the things that we want to and need to, it helps to prioritize and put things into perspective to really figure out what is the most important goal or responsibility that we have. What things should always come first? So Greg McKeown is a consultant and an author who studies this practice, and he notes that the word priority actually entered the English language in the 1400s in a singular form, because by definition, the word priority means the very first thing. And then by the 1900s, however, when life became arguably more busy and more complicated, the word changed to priorities, which is really an oxymoron because you can't have multiple first things. So this is really interesting. And this is kind of when that mentality of overloading our schedules began. So when we have too many priorities in life, we can experience what many experts call burnout, which is when our mental, emotional, and even physical capacities become too overloaded and can reach a breaking point. So you can experience total exhaustion with burnout, and this really negatively affects your work performance, your own health, and your relationships with others. Because when we try to do too much at once, it seems like nothing gets done at all, or what does get done doesn't actually get done very well. And I used to experience burnout a lot when I was in college and then when I worked in the corporate world in Chicago for several years, and it just was not fun. But Elder M. Russell Ballard, a leader and one of the apostles in the LDS Church, gave a message a few years ago about how to create more balance in life. And here are a few of his suggestions. Number one, he says to find some quiet time to think deeply about your life and what you want to prioritize and your covenants with the Lord. Number two, pray for help in setting the right goals for right now. Heavenly Father can help influence you and guide you to what is most important to accomplish in your life. And if you write these things down and only focus on one or two at a time, it's more likely that you'll make better progress in those things. Number three, budget your money carefully and make wise financial decisions for your future. Number four, stay close to your spouse and your family. Don't shut them out when you need help. Number five, study the scriptures regularly. Number six, find enough time for rest, relaxation, and exercise. Very, very important. And I would only add to that, make sure you're drinking plenty of water too. It's so important to stay hydrated, to be healthy. And number seven, teach the people you care about the doctrine of the gospel, either in family home evenings, with regular chats with your family, or by assisting the missionaries in their work. And number eight, the last suggestion, is to pray often and stay close to the Lord and the Spirit. So the Lord, He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be healthy and to feel in control of where our lives are going. However, He doesn't expect any of us to be perfect at this right now. He knows we're busy mortals living in an imperfect world, but He does expect us to try our best and to always ask Him for help. And the only thing I would add to Elder Ballard's suggestions is a piece of advice that my mother-in-law actually gave me, and that's to be where your feet are. So I apply that when I'm at work, I am only at work. I'm 100% focused. I'm not planning other things or thinking about other things I want to be doing. I'm just at work. And that way, when I go home at night and see my husband, I can just be at home and I don't need to check my emails or worry about meetings or work tomorrow, or I try not to at least, but it's so much easier to just be 100% focused on what you're doing at the moment. So these tips are so important because the Lord wants us to be healthy, happy, and to feel in control of where our lives are going. However, He doesn't expect any of us to be perfect at this right now. He knows that we're busy, He knows that we're mortal, and He knows that we're living in an imperfect world. He does expect us, however, to try our best and to always ask Him for help. So I'd love to hear all of the tips and ways that you are able to avoid burnout and find balance in your life. So you can write a post on our Facebook page or tweet us at Mormon Channel. And our quote of the day comes from Elder M. Russell Ballard, and he says, "Just do the very best you can each day. Do the basic things, and before you realize it, your life will be full of spiritual understanding that will confirm to you that your Heavenly Father loves you. When a person knows this, then life will be full of purpose and meaning, making balance easier to maintain. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.